사무실.
Yes, thank you once again for inviting me to be a part of your worship.
感谢你们再一次的邀请我来这边啊，参与大家的这个敬拜。
It's always a joy to come into a fellowship with the believers here.
真的是每一次能够跟神的子民一起的敬拜神，是一个多美好的事情。
Let me read to you the passage for this morning from Psalm 27.
现在我要来念一下诗篇二十七篇。
And this is a Psalm of David.
这个是大卫的诗。
And let's begin. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle, and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his tabernacle will I sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, will I seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, O God, my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. I'm still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord.
大卫的诗，诗篇二十七篇。耶和华是我的亮光，是我的拯救，我还怕谁呢？耶和华是我性命的保障，我还惧谁呢？那作恶的就是我的仇敌，前来吃我肉的时候就半跌扑倒。虽有军兵安营攻击我，我的心也不害怕。虽然兴起刀兵攻击我，我必仍旧安稳。有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。因为我遭遇患难，他必暗暗地保守我，在他亭子里把我藏在他帐幕的隐秘处，将我高举在磐石上。现在我得以昂首，高过四面的仇敌。我要在他的帐幕里欢然献祭，我要唱诗歌颂耶和华。耶和华啊，我用声音呼吁的时候，求你垂听，并求你连续我，应允我。你说你们当寻求我的面，那时我心向你说，耶和华，你的面我正要寻求。不要向我掩面，不要发怒赶逐仆人。你向来是帮助我的、救我的神啊！不要丢弃我，也不要离弃我。我父母离弃我，耶和华必收留我。耶和华，求你将你的道指教我，因我仇敌的缘故，引导我走平坦的路。求你不要把我交给敌人，遂其所愿，因为妄作见证的和口吐凶言的起来攻击我。我若不幸在活人之地得见耶和华的恩惠，就早已丧胆了。要等候耶和华，当壮胆，坚固你的心。我再说，要等候耶和华。
All right, let's pray for that word.
我们来祷告。
Father, we pray for Psalm 27.
亲爱天父，我们为着这个诗篇向你献上祷告。
And even if it was written thousands of years ago,
虽然是在几千年前所写的。
These words still speak to us today.
但是他这些话就在向我们说话。
And so we pray for the power of the Word of God.
所以我们在这个时候就祈求你自己话语的力量。
To impact our lives this morning.
来影响我们每一个人的生活。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen. Now, why do you come to worship?
大家为什么来主日崇拜？
I've often wondered about this question as I meet people throughout the years.
我常常也在考虑这个问题，让我们在这个一年当中看到很多的这个基督徒。
And there are some people, I believe, who come to worship basically as an obligation.
很多人来教会是就必须要来这边。
They know they're supposed to be in church.
他们我们就认为说我们必须要来教会。
And they have the chair that they sit in every Sunday.
然后我们有一个固定的位置。
How many of you are sitting in the same chair that you sat in last Sunday?
我们有多少人在这个是你坐在你上个礼拜坐的位置上？
And if that chair is empty, then everybody knows that you're not there.
如果你坐的那个位置是空的话，大家就知道你没有来了。
And God knows that you're not there.
那神也知道你也没有出现今天。
And so out of obligation, we come into the church building to sit in our chair and to check in with God.
所以每到礼拜天的时候，我们就有义务来进到这个会堂，然后坐在我们自己的位置，跟神说我到了。
And we basically say, God, I'm here.
那我们就跟神说，我在这里，我已经来跟你报告报道。
And so some people do it out of obligation.
所以有一些人是因为他认为他必须到教会。
But you know, I think they're missing out on something.
但是这样的人，我觉得他好像失去了一些什么东西。
Other people look at church as work.
然后有些人认为来教会是一种工作。
And to be honest about it, those of us who are in ministry, a lot of times, coming on Sunday morning, it's work.
那对我们牧师还有这个神职人员，很多时候礼拜天是工作的时间。
But there's others of us who come with the attitude that coming into the house of the Lord is work.
但是也有一些人来到神的家中，还是认为这是一份工作。
We think about all the things we have to do.
我们想到我们必须要做的事情。
Maybe I'm on a worship team.
我可能是在敬拜赞美团里头。
Maybe I'm a Sunday school teacher.
那我是一个主日学的老师。
Maybe I'm an usher.
然后我是招待。
Maybe I'm on a church board.
然后我是在教会负责一些事工的人。
Maybe I'm on one of the committees.
然后我也要负责一些工作。
And we go home on Sunday afternoon.
我们礼拜天下午回家的时候。
And we're just exhausted.
我们真的就是很累了。
Because church has become work to us.
因为好像星期天的敬拜变成是一个工作，一份工作一样。
Just like looking at church as an obligation, I think those of us who look at church as work, we're missing out on something.
我也觉得这样子的人，如果有这样子态度，好像也失去了一些什么东西。
Years ago, I was talking to one of the kids in my youth group.
我好几年前在我的那个青少年的组里头，我跟一个年轻人说。
And he came to our youth group meeting on Saturday night.
他通常还是礼拜六晚上来我们的聚会。
And he just looked so, he looked so relaxed.
他看起来就是非常的轻松。
And more than that, he looked relieved.
然后他觉得就是好像所有的重担都没有了。
And he was just so glad to be there.
然后他很高兴了来到这个礼拜六晚上的聚会。
I said, dude, what's up?
我说怎么啦，年轻人？
He said, you know,Sometimes things in my family aren't really good.
有些时候我家里事情实在不是很顺利。
And sometimes things at school are just really hard.
然后学校的功课好像也是好困难。
But you know, when I come here for youth group and when I come for worship, I know God is here.
但是当我来到这边聚会，然后来参加这个青少年聚会的时候，我知道神就在这里。
No matter how bad things are,The other days of the week, when I come here, I know God is here. I know everything is okay.
当我来到这个神的家中聚会的时候，不管是其他的六天的日子是怎么样，但是我来到这个地方，我就知道神在这里。
And he said, "Church is the best time of my week."
他说，真的是来到教会是我每个礼拜最快乐的一个时候。
See, there's something special about coming into the presence of the Lord.
当我们来到神的面前的时候，有一个很奇特的一个事情会发生。
Something special about worship.
我们敬拜神的时候是很特别的。
I think there was a young man here, in the children's worship earlier, right? They all went out already. Right?
刚刚在这边有一个小孩子。
He was reading the scripture with us.
他在一起跟我们读圣经。
And when everybody else was silent, I heard him go, Selah!
当大家都很安静的时候，我就听到他说 Selah.
Is he here or did he go?
Right? Oh, man, yes. Okay. That is absolutely correct. You're to be commended.
大家应该都来赞美他, 他做的是很好的事情。
I'm sorry, I thought I was one of the little kids. I didn't know. But you know, Sila is part of the scripture.
因为这个, 希拉是在这个圣经的经文的一部分。
And you know, when we heard Sila, I heard some of us laugh.
当他说Sila的时候, 有些人也在笑。
You know, is laughing okay in the house of the Lord?
在神的家中笑是可以的吗?
Yeah, I think so.
当然是可以的。
I think God likes to laugh.
但我相信神很喜欢我们笑。
There's some parts of scripture, I think if we look at it in a certain way, I think we can see God laughing in them.
我们在看圣经里头很多, 章节的时候, 很多地方, 神也在都, 跟着我们笑。
And see, when we laugh and we smile, we know we're comforted.
当我们开怀大笑或是微笑的时候，我们知道我们都是受到安慰的。
We know that we're in a safe place.
我们知道就是我们就是在一个有安全、很有保障的地方。
Because you see, when we come to worship the Lord, it eliminates all fear in our lives.
因为当我们来到神家中敬拜的时候，他就把我们心中一切的畏惧都拿去了。
Your job might be stressful.
你的工作可能是很紧张。
School might be stressful.
学校可能也有很多的功课。
Maybe things at home are not so good.
在家里的事情也不是很顺利。
Maybe the Niners lost the Super Bowl.
或者我们的那个九人，那个这个足球队也输了这个球。
But see, when we come to worship the Lord and we're in His presence, He eliminates all fear.
但是当我们来到神的面前一起来敬拜他的时候，他就除去了所有的畏惧。
So let's look in Psalm 27 and see how worship counters fear in our lives.
所以我们再来一次看这个诗篇27篇。 就是说怎么样在敬拜中怎么帮助我们来除去我们的畏惧。
I believe that when we come and enter to worship the Lord, that there are three powers of God that are revealed in our presence.
我相信在我们进到神的家中敬拜的时候, 有三个神的能力就临到我们的中间。
Okay, let's look at verses 4 to 6 and see the power of God's covering.
我们来看看第四节到第六节, 我们来看看神遮盖的力量。
So in those verses, David says, one thing I ask.
大卫在这个诗篇当中说, 我只求一件事,
that I may dwell in the house of the Lord.
我可以在耶和华的殿中。
See, there's a spiritual covering that God gives to us.
因为神给我们一个属灵的一个遮盖。
When we come to worship, we're not just in a building by ourselves.
当我们来到神的家中敬拜的时候, 我们不是只是在这个建筑物里头。
As a matter of fact, our worship should not be confined to a building.
因为我们的敬拜不应该只是在这个建筑物里头。
Down at UC Riverside, we have some of our students in our campus group. Every Friday, they go out to the campus lawn with a guitar and a few others, and they just start worshiping the Lord.
我们以前在加州大学的这个Riverside的这个分校, 我们常常就是到这个草地上, 大家拿了吉他, 就在草地上来敬拜神。
And so, what do we call this room here in your church building?
我们怎么样称呼, 怎么样叫这个我们现在所在的地方?
Somebody tell me, what do you call this? Sanctuary. I think I heard it in Mandarin too, but I know sanctuary better. Okay, so a sanctuary, it's a place set apart.
这个大堂的敬就是说它是一个被分别的一个地方。
There's a sacredness that is created when we come to worship the Lord together.
当我们一起来敬拜神的时候, 就有一个分别为圣的这个圣洁在这个中间产生了。
And that doesn't just have to happen inside this building we call the sanctuary.
但这个圣洁呢, 不是只是在这个建筑物里头。
Because we can create a sanctuary on the lawn at UC Riverside.
因为我们也可以在一个草坪上, 就在那里, 就是, 产生了一个, 就是敬拜神的一个, 很圣, 很神圣的地方。
We can create sanctuary at our school when we meet with other believers to pray and to worship.
当我们在学校的时候跟其他的信徒一起祷告的时候, 我们也就是, 创造了一个就是敬拜的地方。
Maybe there's some people at work at lunchtime you might meet in someone's cubicle and that area becomes sanctuary.
当你工作的时候, 在你的办公室里头跟其他的同事一起祷告的时候, 你也就在那边创造了一个敬拜神的地方。
Because it becomes a sacred place where believers are worshiping the Lord.
因为那里是一个圣洁的地方，是我们敬拜神的地方。
So David goes on to say that, may I dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and may I gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and seek him in his temple.
大卫就继续说，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
So let's not be limited to worship, you know, just inside our own sanctuary here. You know, let's create sanctuaries all throughout the week and have places of worship and places of sacredness wherever we are.
所以让我们真的是把我们的这个敬拜的地方扩张到这个建筑物以外，在我们每天的生活里头，不管是在学校、在工作的地方，都有一个敬拜神、一个神圣的地方。
You see, David, when he spoke here, you know, he was limited to that temple in Jerusalem.
在这个诗篇里头，大卫所想的是在耶路撒冷的那个会堂、会幕。
And you see, in the New Testament and in our day, you know, when we think of temple, I think a lot of us think of a church building.
那当我们到新约时代，当我们也想到，就是说一个会堂或是会幕的时候，我们也想到所想到就是一个建筑物。
But where does the Apostle Paul say that the temple is?
但是保罗所说，我们的会幕是在哪里呢
？Where's the temple today?
我们的会幕是在哪里
？Okay, I want you to look at the person to your left.
看看你左边的人。
I want you to look at the person on your right.
看你右边的人。
I want you to look at the person behind you.
看后面的人。
Okay, look at somebody in front of you.
看坐在你前面的人。
But you know what you've just seen?
你看到什么？
You've seen the temple of the Lord.
你看到神的会幕。
You can even turn to a person next to you and say, "You're a temple."
你可以告诉你旁边的人说你是神的会幕。
Because Paul says that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
因为保罗说我们的身体就是神敬拜神的地方，是神的会幕。
And so whenever we as believers gather, we're like little temples.Of the Lord gathering together.
所以当我们信徒聚集在一起的时候，就是许多小的会堂聚集在一起。
And so when David says here, you know, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, and that we can seek Him in His temple, we're not confined to doing that just on Sunday morning. We can do that wherever we are.
所以在这里，大卫说瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问的时候，我们不需要只是在教会这个地点。我们可以在任何我们自己所在的任何地方。
Now, what happens when someone tries to disturb that sacredness?
但当有人要来打断我们的这个神圣的一个敬拜的时候
，You know, a person who comes to destroy the sacredness or the sanctity of worshiping the Lord, there has to be something disturbing in that person.
当有人如果要来打搅我们这样神圣的敬拜的时候，这个人是可能是有一些的问题。
The person is either disturbed or disobedient or just not aware.
可能这个人他如果不是就是不顺服的人，或者是说他心里就是有很多的困扰的。
David says here, for in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock.
大卫在这边也说，当我遭遇患难的时候，他必暗暗地保守我，在他的亭子里把我藏在他帐幕的隐秘处，将我高举在磐石上。
And so even if there is a disturbance, that the Lord is still sovereign and the Lord still protects us in those moments.
所以虽然我们会有被打扰，或者是有遭遇患难的时候，神仍然会保守我们，保护我们。
Verse 6 says, then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me.
在第六节他就说我还是可以得以昂首高过四面的仇敌。
There are people who try to destroy the worship of the Lord.
是有敌人要来破坏神的敬拜，神的会幕。
Some do it innocently.
有些人是很自己不知不觉的就这么做了。
Like sometimes people will bring newborn babies into worship with them.
有些时候我们可能会有那个新生的婴儿。
Especially if you're a first-time parent,
如果特别是你如果是第一次做父母的人
you're a little hesitant to part with your child.
我们不太能够跟我们的新生儿就是分开
You're afraid of what the other little monsters in a church nursery might do to your newborn baby.
我们不愿意把我们的新生儿放在这个婴儿堂，就怕他不晓得其他的小孩子会对他怎么样。
And so you might bring the baby in to worship with you.
所以我们会把就是我们的新生的婴儿带到会堂里。
And just as Pastor Joe is up here and saying, let's have a moment of silent prayer.
然后当孙牧师在台上的时候说的，我们现在大家来安静祷告。 我们就听到新生儿的哭声。
Now the baby might be destroying the atmosphere of worship.
这个新生儿虽然会打断了我们敬拜的这个感受。
But that child didn't know any better.
当然他完全不知道他在做这样的事情。
At such a young age, they're just not aware.
他是一定不会有这样子的了解的。
Other people, they're a little older, and they still destroy the atmosphere of worship.
那也有一些比较年长的，我们还是也可以来破坏我们一个敬拜神的这个过程。
I remember in the sanctuary of the church where I was a youth pastor.
我记得以前我是在做一个青少年牧师的时候。
We had a storage room like right up here in this area of the sanctuary.
我们也有一个就储藏室就在这个会堂的右手边。
I don't know what the architect was thinking. I don't know why he put the storage room in the front. I guess all churches do that.
我不了解我们这个建筑师是怎么想的，可是可能好像所有的教堂都是这么做。
But it seemed like every Sunday during our English worship when people were singing and praising the Lord.
但是当时每个礼拜天我们在唱诗赞美神的时候。
There was a man who would come and open the closet door and get a cable that he needed for the other worship going on in the other room.
总是会有一个人，他就来我们这个英文堂的这个储藏室去找这个他需要的这个电缆线，然后拿到另外一个堂给另外一个堂使用。And
this must have happened like three times.
这个大概发生了三次，连续三次。So,
it was no longer an accident. This was a habit.
就所以他这个是一个习惯性的一个做事的方法。So
I was sitting in the front row.
然后我都是就坐在前排。And
I was waiting for him.
我就是在等这个人再来拿这个电缆线。
And the next Sunday, he came in again.
然后下一个礼拜天，他又做了同样的事。
I said, okay, I'm the youth pastor. I'm taking action.
所以我说我是英文堂的牧师，我必须要做些什么。
And I went up to him, and as he was opening the door, I said, you know, you're disturbing our worship.
所以我就上前去跟他说，你知道吗？你有在打扰到我们的敬拜。
He said, well, I needed this cable.
那他说我需要这个电缆。
I said, well, you know, you can get up a little earlier and you can come in and get the cable before the worship starts.
那我就请他说，那你可以在更早一点，我们还没有开始敬拜之前就来拿这个电缆。
Never saw him again.
所以我从此之后，他也就没有在我们敬拜的时间来做这个同样的事情。
Yes.
感谢主。
But you know, there's other cases where worship is the atmosphere of worship is destroyed a little bit more aggressively.
很多时候我们的敬拜呢，也会被更严重的搅扰到。About
30 years ago, down in Los Angeles,
大概30年前在那个洛杉矶,
there was a friend of mine named Greg Ouyang.
我的一个朋友叫做Greg Ouyang.
He was an English pastor at the First Chinese Baptist Church in Los Angeles.
他是一个英文堂，在那个第一浸信会，在那个洛杉矶浸信会的一个英文堂牧师。
He came into the sanctuary that morning.
他走到这个教会里头那天。
And he sat down on one of the chairs on the stage.
他坐在这个台上的其中的一个位置。
In the middle of the worship, a man came up the center aisle.
我们就是敬拜到一半的时候，有一个人就走到教会来。
And he was known to some of the church members.
有些教会的人认识他。
And so nobody thought anything of it.
所以没有人觉得有什么异样。
They thought that maybe he was coming up to give Pastor Greg a message.
可能他就是要来传递一个讯息。
And he stopped and he pulled out a gun and he shot Pastor Greg.
那他走到前面的时候，他就拿出一把枪，就把这个欧阳牧师给打死了。
And just by either coincidence or providence, there was a sheriff from the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department worshiping there that morning.
刚好在那天早上，我们的就是敬拜的人里头，也有一个在洛杉矶的一个警察，也在这个会堂的里头。And
he took out his gun and he took down the gunman.
然后他也拿出他的手枪，就把这个射杀牧师的人也射倒了。Now
I can't tell you how that destroyed the atmosphere of worship in that church that morning.
我不能够来描述说当时这个 那天早上敬拜的这个过程是怎么样的被就是被整个打乱了。
I was in my church in San Diego.
当我在我的 San Diego 的San Diego 的一个教会的时候。
And I was teaching a Sunday school class.
我在教那个主日学。
And somebody came and got me and said there's an emergency phone call.
那有一个人就来告诉我说有一个很紧急的一个电话。
And I said, what kind of emergency could take me out of teaching Sunday school class?
他说有什么紧急的事情要叫我离开，就说叫我不要教这个主日学了呢？
But when I got on the phone and I got the message, it interrupted our worship too.
当我接到这个信息的时候，他我们在圣地亚哥的敬拜也被打乱了。
Verse 6, then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me at his tabernacle, while I sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord.
但是诗篇第六节说，我现在得以昂首高过四面的仇敌，我要在他的帐幕里欢然献祭，我要唱诗歌颂耶和华。
You see, the worship was interrupted that morning.
我们知道那天早晨的敬拜被打断了。
But you know, about a week later, when we gathered together for Pastor Greg's memorial service,
但是一个礼拜之后，当我们在他的安息礼拜之中
，worship burst forth again.
但这个敬拜的赞美的声音是更大声的。
Numbers of people lined up to come up to the microphone.
有无数的人一直要等候着来这个台上。
And to tell about the impact that Pastor Greg had had in their lives.
他们要跟群众分享说，这个欧阳牧师在他们生命中有怎么样大的改变，影响。
That service must have gone on for 2 or 3 hours.
那个安息礼拜大概就是进行了两三个钟头。
But the whole time, the Lord was being praised through the life of Pastor Greg.
但是在整个过程当中，神就一直被高举，被高举。
That gunman interrupted the worship temporarily that morning.
那个射杀欧阳牧师的人虽然打断了我们那天早上的敬拜。
But it didn't stop.
但是他并没有阻止。
The worship continued and even expanded during the memorial service the week after.
他并没有打断了，就是圣徒对神的敬拜跟瞻仰，然后更甚之的就是他加强了人们对神更大的信心跟赞美。
You see, we cannot stop exalting and praising God.
所以我们不能够停止对神的敬拜跟赞美。
Even when tragic things happen.
当悲剧发生的时候，我们仍然要赞美他。
The Lord still receives the glory.
因为神是配得一切的荣耀。
And we find that it is time for us to return praise to God.
所以也是我们应该回到神面前将荣耀归给他。
Okay, let's move down to verse 10.
让我们继续看第十节。
Because not only is there the power of God's covering, there is also the power of his security.
神在敬拜中神给我们一个遮盖的力量，他也给我们一个保护跟保障的力量。
It says, though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me.
第十节说，我父母离弃我，耶和华必收留我。
What David is saying is that there are those who are closest to us in our lives.
大卫在这里所说的说，就在我们周围中我们最亲近的人。
The people that we depend upon the most.
当我们最需要信靠倚靠的人。
The ones who brought us into the world.
就是我们的父母。把我们生到这个世界上的父母
，the ones who love us the most，
最爱我们的父母亲。
Sometimes that relationship is broken。
即使在那个跟我们父母亲的关系在破裂的时候
，Sometimes the expectations that we have upon our parents or that parents have upon their children is broken。
很多时候，父母亲对孩子的期待，或者是儿女对父母的期待，都没有办法。连结的时候
and that has a devastating impact on our lives.
这个不好的关系对我们的生命有一个很大的影响。
But David says here, even if that were to happen, the Lord will receive me.
但是大卫在这里说，即使我们最亲近的人是这样离弃我们，但是耶和华也必收留我们。
See, I think a lot of us who are believers today, we miss out on this.
我们很多信徒就是在今天我们也不是最了解这个经文。
That there is a security that God gives to us when we come to worship Him.
当我们来敬拜神的时候，他就给我们一个安全感，他给我们一个保护。
I don't know, do people still watch the movie The Wizard of Oz?
大家还看这个中文一下想不起来Wizard of Oz.
You know, they used to show it on television like once or twice a year.
我以前在电视上常常在一两年就会那个就播放一次。
Now, let's see, I just make sure people understand. How many have seen the movie The Wizard of Oz?
大家看那是一个什么奇遇记。
Okay, maybe half.
绿野奇踪，绿野仙踪。
Okay, maybe about half of us. Okay, so towards the end of the movie, Dorothy and her friends, they go into this huge room.
到电影最后的时候，这个陶乐斯到跟他的朋友一起到这个房间的最后面。
And when they get in there, there's a screen.
他进到那边的时候有一个很大的荧幕。
And there is this mean-looking man on the screen.
那在这个荧幕上面有一个非常丑恶的人。
And he's yelling at them.
他在跟他们就是大吼大叫。
Why have you come here today?
他说你们今天来这里做什么？
How dare you disturb me?
你们为什么来打搅我？
And you know they're just cowering in fear of this wizard.
那他们就是很。就是在这边很怕看到这个所谓一个有聪明的人。
And you know, that's the impression a lot of us have of God.
很奇怪的是，很多我们有很多人对神也有是这样子的印象。
We feel like if we come in to worship God and we don't do it quite right, that God's going to yell at us.
我们的感觉就是说，如果我们来敬拜神，我们什么时候做错了、做不对了，神就要跟我们吼叫。
There are a lot of us who are convinced that God will not accept my worship.
我们很多人就相信说神不会接纳我的敬拜。
Maybe I didn't quite do things right this week.
有可能是想说我这个礼拜有做错什么事情。
I was full of evil thoughts.
我的想法有很多不正确的地方。
I cheated somebody.
我骗了一些人。
I yelled at my mom.
我跟我妈妈大声讲话。
My dad yelled at me.
我爸爸大声跟我说话。
I yelled at my brother.
我说我弟弟。
My brother yelled at the goldfish.
然后我弟弟跟这个金鱼吵架。
And when we come into worship, we just feel like God's going to yell at us.
然后当我们走到神的家的时候，来敬拜神的时候，我们也觉得神要跟我们要来责备我们。
But you know, God receives us.
但是神收留我们。
God is glad that we are here in His presence.
神非常高兴我们在他的面前来敬拜他。
You know, we don't have to fear being rejected by God.
我们不需要害怕神会离弃我们。
If you look throughout Scripture, and if there was a rejection of someone's worship,
如果我们在研读圣经的时候，如果我们有看到神拒绝谁的敬拜，
it was because there was a falsehood in the nature of the worship.
那就是在这个敬拜里头有一个错误的地方，有一个就是假不对的地方。
There is something of the evil one.
可能有那个恶者的参与。
And the worship was improper.
所以我们这个敬拜的这个方式就这敬拜就是不对的。
But no matter how bad off the person was, when they came to worship the Lord, God always accepts that.
但是当我们人来到神面前敬拜他的时候，他永远是收留我们的。
There's a book that came out a few years ago, entitled Blue Like Jazz.
有一本书在几年前出版的，叫做《上帝的爵士乐》。
Now, Blue Like Jazz is not what you would expect to have as a title of a Christian book.
这本它是属于一个基督教的书，但是我们不会去想到用这样子的那个书名。
But in that book, the author is telling.A lot of stories about people's encounters with God.
在这本书里头呢，这个作者呢讲了很多的故事，就是人怎么样遇见神。
And one of the people who interviewed said something like, you know, when I'm feeling down, and I come before the Lord, He makes me feel good, and it's when I'm blue like jazz, but you know, God makes me feel better.
其中有一个故事就是说有一个人他 在非常沮丧非常难过的时候他来到神的面前他说神让他的感觉就好像听这个蓝调音乐一样非常的非常的平稳非常的受安慰
In that book there is a story of a young lady
在这个书里头有讲到一个年轻的女孩
She's a foreign exchange student in France
她是到法国去做一个交换学生
And she happens to share one of the rooms with a Christian girl.
那她的她的她是跟另外一个基督徒的学生同一个房间。
And this girl, she smokes.
这个女孩子呢，她抽烟。
She drinks.
她也喝酒。
And the Bible is totally foreign to her.
那她从来没有读过圣经。
And this Christian girl starts introducing the scriptures to her.
那这个基督徒的室友呢，就开始将福音传给她。
And she becomes interested.
那她开始就有点兴趣。
And she starts studying the Bible on her own.
那她就开始自己读圣经。
And then she tells the author, you know, studying the Bible and eating chocolate is really cool.
她告诉这个作者说，你读圣经的时候，一面读圣经，一面吃巧克力糖，是非常好的一件事情。
She said it's almost as good as studying the Bible and smoking cigarettes, but chocolate is still cool.
她说好像是感觉上跟一面抽烟一面读圣经一样，但是一面读圣经一面吃巧克力糖更好。
And then she starts reading the Gospels.
那她开始就读福音书。
And she's captivated by Jesus.
然后她对耶稣就感到非常的好奇。
And she says, "You know, I think if I met Jesus, he would actually like me."
她说如果我能够有机会碰到耶稣的话，我想他还会喜欢我。
Because she saw how Jesus hung out with the tax collectors.
因为她看到耶稣跟这个税吏在一起。
He would talk to the prostitutes.
然后她也愿意跟一些妓女说话。
He would rail against the religious people.
然后她会去责备法利赛人。
But the sinners, he would have dinner with them.
但是她耶稣愿意跟罪人一起吃晚饭。
And see, she discovered the security of being in the presence of God.
所以她发觉了在神面前的那种被保护、被接纳的感觉。
I think Jesus would actually like me.
她说耶稣真的可能会喜欢我。
Now she entered the interview and she said to the author, "Now Don, you're not trying to convert me, are you?"
所以当她被这个作者那个面谈的时候，她就说：“你不是要叫我成为基督徒吧？”
And he kind of leaves it at that.
所以他的就说这个访谈就在那个地方做结束。
But towards the end of the book, he does make the he does give us the impression, yes, you know, she did receive Jesus into her life.
所以在书的结尾当中，这个作者也让我们看到说，这个女孩子是也接受了耶稣。
See, it's wonderful that no matter who we are, what we've done, that we can come into the presence of the Lord.
所以不管我们曾经做过了什么，我们是什么样的人，我们都可以来到神的面前。
And the Lord will receive us.
而我们的主耶稣基督都会接纳我们。
There was a week every year when our youth group would go off to summer camp.
我们以前的这个青少年，我们每一年暑假都会出去一个礼拜。
And we would leave for camp right after lunch.
然后我们就离开这个退休会的时候，大概就在吃完中饭的时候离开。
And normally for a Sunday morning, I'm either in a coat and tie or you know at least a shirt and tie.
通常我礼拜天早上的时候就是穿的这么整整齐齐的。
But for that one Sunday every year,
但是那个礼拜天，这就是那个唯一的礼拜天。
I came in T-shirts and shorts.
然后我就会穿着我的那个T-shirt 跟那个短裤。
Because you know we would leave for camp right after we were done.
因为我们一聚完会之后，我们就是要去这个退休会。
And I showed up one morning like that.
有一天早上我就穿这样子到教会。
And it wasn't one of the other pastors.
其实另外一个牧师。
It wasn't one of the parents.
也不是父母。
It was one of my own youth group kids.
却是我所牧养的一个青少年。
Who looked at me and said, "You're not going to preach like that, are you?"
然后他看着我跟我说。你不会穿着这个衣服来讲道吧
？I said I am.
我就说我是要穿着这样子来讲道。
And God's gonna like it.
然后神也会很喜悦我的讲道。
And I was right.
我相信我是对的。
So we don't have to worry about the things that might block us off from God.
所以我们不需要担心那些就是有什么东西会让我们跟神 有隔绝。
Because there's a passage in Romans 8.
因为在罗马书里头。
That says that nothing can prevent us from the love of God.
因为罗马书第八章里头说，在神没有在神没有隔在我们跟神之间没有什么可以隔绝神对我们的爱。
So there's a power of security as we come to worship together.
所以当我们来敬拜神的时候，神就在我们的身上给了我们一个保护跟安全的力量。
All right, the last one for this morning, the power of His mercy.
最后一个就是神怜悯的恩惠的力量。
When we worship the Lord, it brings us into line with the ways of the Lord.
当我们敬拜神的时候，我们的思想，我们所要做的事情就会更接近神。
Verse 11, David says, Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors.
在十一节他说，耶和华，求你将你的道指教我，因我仇敌的缘故，引导我走平坦的路。
Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes.
不要把我交给敌人，遂其所愿。
You see, there's all kinds of pressures that we face in the world.
我们在这个世上生活，我们面对各式各样各种不同的压力。
And there's always this tension in us to maybe turn to those ways.
我们常常有一个压迫感，就是说我们好像必须要跟他们做一样的事情。
But see, David calls upon the mercy of the Lord, and he speaks of the oppression that he gets from false witnesses.
但是大卫在这个地方就是向神呼求说，求你将你的道指教我。
You see, worship allows us to be put in a place to be transformed.By the mind of God.
当我们来到神的面前敬拜他的时候，我们就将自己交给神，让他自己来改变我们的思想。
And His mercy becomes abundant in us as we worship Him together.
当我们越敬拜神的时候，神的恩惠就越临到我们的身上。
As we spend time and we worship the Lord, there's a transformation that comes over us.
当我们越敬拜神，花更多的时间，跟神在一起的时候，我们就越来越被神的恩惠改变。
And those false accusations that come from our accusers, they begin to mean less and less and less.
有很多外界的批评或者是那些外界的影响就越来越无关痛痒。
Now, does it mean that nothing bad will ever happen to Christians?
我们这样子说了之后是表示说对基督徒来讲就不会有不好的事情发生在我们身上吗？
My students used to think that all the time.
我的学生常常是这么想。
They used to think,You know, something bad happened to me, I must not be following God.
当他们想说，哦，有事情发生，有不好的事情发生在我身上，一定是我做错了什么。
I would ask them, have you ever considered maybe it is because you are following God that maybe some bad things are happening to you?
但我常常提醒他们说，是不是因为你做的都是根据了神的要求，所以才会有不好的事情发生到你身上。
Because I'm sure if we took time here today, all of us can share about some kind of misfortune, some kind of persecution, you know, something that adversely affects our lives has happened to us.
所以今天如果在我们有时间，我们坐在这里的每一位，可能都有很多的就是不好的经验能够跟我们每一个人分享。
You know, just because we're followers of Jesus doesn't mean we're going to get straight A's.
我们虽然是神的耶稣的跟随者，不表示我们就是一个全 A 的学生。
It doesn't mean we're never going to get laid off.
也不表示说我们从来不会被解雇。
It doesn't mean we're not going to encounter trouble in our homes.
也不表示说我们在家里就不会有任何问题。
See, bad things will happen to us.
因为不好的事情是会发生到基督徒的身上。
But the Lord's mercy is abundant.
但是神的恩惠是够我们用的。
See, David concludes the psalm by saying, I'm still confident of this. I will seek the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
那个大卫在这个诗篇里头说，我在活人之地必得见耶和华的恩惠，我要也是要一生一世在耶和华的殿中求问他。
You know, you hear stories about Christians in China and in other parts of the world.
当我们听到很多基督徒在中国大陆受苦跟还有其他的世界的地方受苦的故事。
There was a time where Christians were routinely arrested in China.
在中国有一段时间是，就是只要是信徒就会被抓起来。
And you know, a lot of the church leaders here in the United States, we were always concerned about exposing the believers in China to arrest and to persecution.
所以我们在美国的这些就说牧者们，我们就常常很小心，不愿意将就是在中国的这些信徒们就是把他们的身份透露出来。
And so we're very concerned and we're very careful in sending letters and in sending email to not expose the believers there.
我们在就是在沟通的时候都非常小心翼翼，以免他们的身份被暴露。
And then one time, one of the missionaries who had gone there spoke to one of the Chinese pastors.
有一次有一个宣教士到了中国，然后跟其中的一个牧者，在中国的牧者说话。
And he just said, "Oh, don't worry about it."
那他说你们不要担心。
They arrest us.
他们把我们抓起来。
They yell at us.
他们就是训我们。
They beat us up.
他们打我们。
They keep us in prison.
他把我们关在监狱里。
And a few days later, they let us go.
过了几天，他就把我们放出来了。
We just go back to our church.
然后我们就回到我们的教会。
And you know the missionary who spoke to this Chinese pastor was just so amazed.
这个宣教士就被这个中国的这个牧师非常深受感动。
Because that pastor in China who had been arrested and persecuted so many times understood something that maybe that missionary didn't quite understand.
因为这位中国牧师他所经过的事情所经验的神的恩典是这个宣教士所没有办法体会的或了解的。
Because we tend to put safety first.
因为我们常常把安全当作是一个最重要的事情。
I don't know how many times I've gone on missions trip and people are praying for us.
我记得每次我们都去宣教的这个旅行的时候，有许多的人为我们祷告。
And the first thing they'll pray is, "Oh God, keep them safe."
第一件事情他为我们祷告就是说，求神保守他们的安全。
Don't let anything bad happen to them.
不要让没有什么恶事、不好的事情发生在这些人身上。
And then, you know, that's pretty typical of when we pray for people going on mission trips.
我们常常这样子为我们的宣教士祷告。
But this pastor in China understood that safety is priority wise. Safety is down the list. He said the love of God was the most important thing.
但是这位中国牧师他所了解的就是安全不是最重要的，但神的爱才是最重要的。
Even if he's persecuted, even if he's arrested, he is keenly aware. Of the love of God in his life.
虽然他被拘打，然后他被关起来，但是他知道神的爱就在他的里面。
And so when David says, "Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord."
所以当大卫说要等候耶和华，当壮胆，坚固你的心。
He's telling us that when we come to worship the Lord and we're in His presence, there's no reason to fear what the world might try to do to us.
当我们他是在告诉我们说，当我们来到神的面前敬拜他的时候，不要有任何的惧怕，就是等候在神的面前。
I hope you're like that young lady in the book Blue Like Jazz.
我希望你像那个小女生在这个《上帝的爵士乐》这本书里头所描述的。
That if Jesus were here today and he would walk through our sanctuary.
如果今天耶稣在我们的当中，当他一个一排一排的椅子走过来的时候
，He would walk up to you and shake your hand or give you a hug.
他会走到你的旁边来给你一个拥抱或是握握你的手。
And he would say, "You know, I really like you."
他会说我真的很喜欢你。
And you might be cowering in fear and say, "Yeah, Jesus, but I did this and I did that."
你可能会很害怕的回答说，可是我这个做错了，我又做了那件事情。
And Jesus would say, "It's okay. I really like you."
耶稣说没有关系，我真的很喜欢你。
As a matter of fact, I love you.
而实际上是我真的很爱你。
So when we come to worship the Lord,
所以当我们来敬拜神的时候
，It's not obligation.
不是我们一个规定而已。
It's not work.
也不是工作。
It's a place where we can just dwell with God.
就是我们就是来到神的家中，可以一起与神同在
，and enjoy His presence，
来享受他的同在
，and be confident that we are loved by Him，
而且有很有信心、很有把握的说神爱我们。
Father, we thank you for this promise。
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你这样的应许。
We thank you, Father, that the words of Scripture speak that to us。
我们感谢你自己的话语这样子的告诉我们。
And when we come to worship you, we don't have to fear。
当我们来敬拜你的时候，我们不需要畏惧。
that you will throw your arms around us.
你会将你自己的膀臂来四围的环绕我们。
And reassure us of your love for us.
向我们真的是再一次的坚定你对我们的爱。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.